from the Triple M studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shergold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shixie.
Oh, someone was a bit behind,
yeah,
mate.
I think it was me, guys.
It
was a bit sweaty this morning.
It's
right,
you should
be. Coming hot this morning.
Coming very hot.
Got away with murder there.
I did get away. Why? What did you do?
Just went a bit up at the end. Top six at six.
Okay, we don't need harmony.
No.
No. It's when a Vicar and Linda Bull's arrived.
Which one am I?
Vicar.
Top six at six, coming in at number one. Oh, this has got a bit of legs in it, this story. The NRL will interview Storm's Brandon Smith and Cameron Munster over footage of them in a hotel room with a mystery white substance. Boys, what's the rule? No phones.
That's the rule.
No white substance as well.
Oh, that's the rule as well.
Yeah.
Number two AFL legend Nathan Buckley is tipped to be appearing on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Is that true?
Yes. Really? Well, they've been teasing an AFL legend, and he's been seen at certain locations for photo shoots.
He had a photo shoot near where they're filming
it. Yeah,
well, then he's definitely in it. Because aren't they in country New South Wales or something?
Yes, they're doing it here now.
Oh, gee, Willy Winkers, bucks. It's not what I expected.
Yeah, it's not on his brand, is it?
Well, no, unless
they've
decided.
I think he's probably doing it to soften his image, maybe. Because that's I think Dane
Swan. Do you think people
outside
of Victoria are aware of bucks?
In the same way that
Victorians would know somebody like Ivan Cleary.
But would they felt the same way? Brendan Favola was on it. Dane Swan was on it. Billy Brownless was on it.
Yeah.
Similar thing.
Yeah, I suppose they do. Well, if they're not, they're going to get to. Number three, rapid antigen tests available for use at home in Australia from November 1. The COVID test can be self-administered and results are returned in about 20 minutes.
Oh, this is good.
Great.
How does that work, Matthew?
Yeah.
Look, the efficacy, like, and how accurate they are is under, like,
where
it's
do you
less...
drop it to get the result back? Do you know what I mean?
No,
is
you
it
do
not
it
like
yourself.
A
it's
pregnancy
like,
test.
It's like
a
right.
I think you spit on it. It's saliva. And it just gives you one line
don't
or two.
Okay. Don't say spit on it, please. Let's move on.
Not after this,
Matthew. Not after what we started with this morning.
Sorry I asked. Yeah.
What's number four?
Harry Potter actor Tom Felton says he is on the mend after collapsing during the Ryder Cup. I'm assuming he was a spectator, not a player.
Oh.
He was, which one was he?
He was Draco Malfoy.
The turdish blonde kid.
Correct.
He made a lot of money out of those films.
Yeah.
They all would have.
Yeah, but I was surprised if the money amount that I read was accurate. It was like tens of millions.
After the first three, like, he's the next probably biggest one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say.
He was competing with the celebrity team, the European celebrity team.
Who
was playing?
Draco.
What? In proper golf?
It was a celebrity showcase.
Oh, it's a celebrity team, right, yeah. Number five, the Rolling Stones resume their long-awaited No Filter American tour and pay tribute to late drummer Charlie Watts.
Do we have that correct?
Yep.
Quite emotional seeing those pictures of Charlie up on the screen. This is our first tour that we've ever done without him. We all miss Charlie so much on the stage and off the stage. And we'd like to dedicate this tour to Charlie. So, it's to you, Charlie!
Number six, R. Kelly is found guilty of sex trafficking and racketeering. He's a dirty old bird, isn't he?
Racketeering?
Yeah, I don't know. Racketeering.
What's racketeering again?
I'm not sure. It sounds like something with pirates, but I don't know.
No, I think it's oldie world. I'm pretty sure it's tennis related.
I've never
known. A genre of organised crime.
Okay.
The perpetrators set up a coercive, fraudulent, extortionary, or otherwise illegal coordinated scheme or...
Oh, well, that's naughty.
Yeah, racketeering.
Ran out of air.
That's
it was
the
a
least,
very long sentence.
The least of his problems, I would have thought, racketeering.
Now you're up to date. That's the top six at six. What's on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. The summer of cricket has arrived early as the Aussie women take on India. You can catch the action live and ad-free on KO. Sign up at kosports.com.au.
I saw a belting catch in the women's cricket the other day.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Absolute screamer.
Wide world of will.
Yes. Our women's cricket team are as dominant as any national team we've got at the moment.
I'd love to face the women's bowling in the nets. And obviously not now at 50. No. But at a reasonable age.
In theory.
Just to see what that's like.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Be tough.
Be tough. Gotcha.
Some grand final bon mots
yeah.
in the wash up to the Demons' exceptional win over the Bulldogs Saturday night. The Demons CEO Gary Peart said they were tracking for a $4 million profit before COVID exploded again in 2021.
Mm.
Then it was readjusted that they would break even. Now, following the premiership, they're expected to deliver a $1.5 million profit or more,
mm.
which is great. And membership next season for the Demons could explode to 70,000 or so.
Wow.
Which is really exciting.
Huge.
So, all it takes is a premiership for these big clubs to really reinvigorate themselves.
Oh, totally.
We saw it with Richmond.
In Petrarca and Gorn jumpers yeah. alone.
Very bankable team, aren't they?
And then they had some fun stuff like the cheese board mm. for yeah. $150.
yes. No, $110, I think.
$110,
was it?
Yeah.
They'll sell like hotcakes.
Yeah, you could probably charge double.
Yeah.
Gary Peart used to be my boss here many years ago.
Yes. Oh, really?
Yeah, mine
yeah.
too.
It was yours too. Yeah. yeah. It was a Melbourne GM.
There you go.
For a long time.
Speaking of Christian Petrarca, now his 40th possession, there was a bit of controversy about this. A few people were trying to fact check me yesterday.
Mm.
He had a last quarter fumble that was originally decided to be a handball. Then it was re-corrected by Champion Data, the stat-making people.
Right.
And it was not deemed a handball in the end, which cost him his 40th disposal, which would have been a grand final record.
So now he's back with Simon Black.
Correct, in 2003, so 39. Still a good effort.
Phenomenal. In a grand final, in any game.
It's one of the greatest grand final performances of all time.
I saw him interviewed on, is it 360?
Yes.
Yeah.
He seems like a really nice guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like, really
Petrarca.
Nice. Yeah. Just a sweet,
down to earth. Yeah.
Sweet guy. Yeah. Good on him.
Yeah, good on him.
Very good ambassador for the club. It's expected that
He had a phenomenal junior career.
Really?
And he was tossing up between basketball and AFL. Yeah. He played basketball, junior basketball for Australia.
With Ben Simmons.
Wow.
No, with Exum. Exum?
Dante Exum, yeah.
Dante Exum.
But he remains good friends with Ben Simmons. All he sent him a message before the game.
You don't have to get angry, mate.
He has to know everything.
So...
Just,
whack, whack,
both things
whack,
can be right.
Whack, whack. Yeah.
It's expected that the ARC technology is expected to upgrade in the near future to adjudicate decisions where the ball goes over the post, like we saw with Max Gorn.
Mm.
There was a very controversial situation in 2002 where Anthony Rocker, Collingwood fans, still...
To this day,
believe that it was a goal. And so that's something that we might see in the near future.
Mm.
Neville Jetta joins Nathan Jones from Melbourne by retiring at the end of the 2021 season. So well done to Neville. He had a fantastic career.
Yep.
Despite not polling in the grand final, Jack McRae of the Bulldogs has won the Gary Ayres Award for Player of the Finals.
Has he?
Two votes clear of Christian Petrarca.
Jeez, that's a big win.
And a pitch invader that ran onto the turf at Optus Stadium three-quarter time during the grand final was revealed to be Peter Bowles' cousin. Remember the 800-metre runner from the Olympics in Tokyo?
Yeah.
So Abra Bowles is expected to face a $12,000 fine and a three-year ban.
Oh, no. That's heavy.
Three-quarter time. It didn't make the coverage.
Is that the guy that ran on with the jocks?
Yes,
yeah,
that was him.
Yeah. He was whipping gear off as he was running across the ground. $12,000 and a three-year ban. There's got to be a sliding scale, hasn't there?
That's the highest
$1,000.
Peter Bowles said on Twitter, mate, I was not training you for this.
That's good.
And in the NRL, Tom Trbojevic has been crowned the Dally M medal winner after fighting off Nathan Cleary and Cody Walker. He only played 15 regular season games, as we were just talking
phenomenal,
about before.
Phenomenal win.
He missed 6 weeks with a hamstring strain trying to race a punter.
Yeah. Out the front of a pub in Manly.
The Corso. And then said he slipped in the shower. But still, to play 15 games.
15 games and win the top.
The Brownlow equivalent.
What's it called? The Rothmans.
The Dally M.
The Dally M. It used to be the Rothmans. The Dally M. Yeah, right. And that's like a 26-round competition. And he's won it after 15 rounds.
Stormed home. So he had an exceptional season. Did Tommy Turbo.
Tubby.
And sumo legend. The sumo wrestling's greatest champion.
Oh, yeah, this is fun.
Hakuho.
Oh, Hakuho.
Is expected to retire after more than 1,000 wins.
No way.
Oh, wow.
1,000.
He's 36.
He must have started sumo when he was 10.
Plagued by a persistent knee injury, which is.
Well, who would know? Who's seen his knees?
What's his name again?
Hakuho.
Hakuho.
And during his career, he recorded more titles, wins, and perfect championships than any other wrestler in history. And his retirement leaves just one wrestler at the sport's highest rank of Yokozuna.
Oh, so there's only one bloke.
Who is at his level.
A bit like the Dylan Alcott kind of thing.
Exactly right. Spot on.
That's the wide word of well.
The Marty Shergold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.